KE8ZMQ. KE8ZMQ monitoring. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. What do you got going on today?
Poda.
Are you Poda?
Negatory, good buddy. I'm on my way to the grocery store to see if I can pick up some desserts for dinner. That was my task, and I've failed miserably so far. But the stuff I wanted to get, I really didn't want to get in advance, so I am heading to get now.
Early enough, it shouldn't be an issue.
Roger. By the way, I got the GPS hooked up at Mount Clemens for the VHF machine. Got the server all functioning and running and everything with it. And so the point is that with very little effort this week, we may have a receiver in Richmond, and then one down in Warren. So it'll be fun to try out, see how it works as everyone's buzzing about.
Is that the Mecca?
Yes.
All right, I'll put that in the radio and test it out when it's up.
Yeah, you know, I think the transmit footprint's pretty good. I don't think that's really a problem. It's just, you know, talking on it's kind of rough. I got to troubleshoot whatever that static is on the receiver in Mount Clemens. I think it's D-Sense, but that'll be the last thing. After I get the receivers online, then and everything's all working and percolating along, then I'll, that'll be the final thing, if you will.
You think it's D-Sense from, like, UMP?
No, I think so. Yeah, there's a signals that are not really weak. They're, when a signal gets to a certain point, but it's before it gets noisy and weak. Like, Dave's house, you know, he's in solid, but there's this static in there with him. It's weird. It's very consistent. It's not like something that comes and goes or something that's, that I would associate with interference. It sounds very much to me like maybe a little D-sense because it's consistent. Anywho, hopefully if I get that figured out. You know, the problem is that VHF, the duplexes, are significantly, they're like triple the size. And, you know, so for six cavities is a monster. Four cavities, you got to throttle things back. And, you know, so I got to look at it.
Well, keep me posted. I'll be happy to test the your C-site.
Yepers, that's kind of what I was thinking. So, it'd be a good test there. You run that northern gamut. You come right through the heart of the north. So, testing. All right, anyhow, happy Easter. I don't know what you're on your agenda. I think I heard you guys knock it out early because of your wife's schedule. But we're going to knock ours out this afternoon. And I'm at Kroger Marketplace, so I'm going to, oh, yeah, look at this. It is not bad at all. I was wondering how bad it would be. It is not bad. Yes. Good timing. Hell, I might do some grocery shopping. All right, anyhow, I will talk to you in a bit. W8FU. I don't know if it drops time. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. NADF. Tell you what, Easter Sunday morning is the time to go to the grocery store.
That was record timing.
I dilly-dallied. Or dally-dillied. Or dilly-dillied.
Do some grocery shopping too, or do you just grab your desserts?
Well, I got an assortment, so I was kind of hemming and hawing and bobbing and weaving, and I ended up getting a couple of things. So that way, somebody's going to bound to find something they like. I just hope I can't stand it when they tell me I'm responsible to bring dessert, because I usually, you know, try to cover everybody. You know, the kids like, you know. They like, you know, cupcakes with sprinkles and things like that. The adults like, you know, like tiramisu and things like that. So I try to, you know, get a gamut, you know, chocolate thing and then maybe something that's, you know, lemon or something like that. You know, just try to break it up a little bit, you know. And then I get there and somebody else, you know, well, I brought a pie, you know, and I'm like, you know, are you kidding me? There's like six of us. I've already bought more than we could possibly eat. You told me I was in charge of dessert, so it's like, oh.
Unfortunately for me, I'll eat any dessert.
Yeah, I've been pretty good the last week, but I'll probably be a little bit of a bad boy today. At least have a piece of tiramisu. Unless, I didn't get the big one. I got the smaller one, and then I got a strawberry shortcake thing and then some cupcakes, and I figured you can't find something there, and there's something wrong. If the tiramisu is available, I'll kind of hang back. Oh, look, at great time to go get gas at BJ's, too. Oh, man. Oh, damn it, I got to do that, too.
You're having a productive morning. You're getting all kinds of stuff done.
BJ's literally pull up to the pump. Pulling up to the pump right now. Look at that. Out to pump gas.
I remember when I had a Sam's Club membership because I used to work across the street. It was never, ever like that. It was always wait for 15 minutes.
All righty, and BJ's gas is done. Man, look at me go.
I was going to text you this morning. I was looking for a clear zero. I think you discontinued them.
No. You couldn't have.
They are not on his website anymore.
I wonder what that's all about. I wouldn't say I've had no problems with mine, but I don't think the problems I've had with mine are related to the Clear Zero. I've got that pie sugar board on the bottom of it, and every once in a while, like it's rare, but every once in a while, all of a sudden I'll hear IP address, you know, and like it rebooted, and I don't know why, you know, why it did that. I don't have any logs or anything to look at, light, the ham light doesn't save the logs. I mean, I guess I could probably get in there and change that, but anywho, you know, but it happens so infrequently that it's never really a big deal. I just shrug, whatever. Only time it'd be a big deal if I step away from the receiver and I don't hear it do it, and then I wouldn't realize I wasn't connected. So that could be a problem, but, you know, it's very infrequent.
That's interesting because that's exactly why I wanted one. I'm trying to figure out how I can construct a power-sipping All-Star node that runs on a UPS. And my first thought was, okay, well, there's already one that exists. But, yeah, they're not on the website. And this whole thing started because, I don't know if you've seen Dave's Mike, the M1KE from OpenSpot or SharkRF, but they just pushed the firmware updates where now that thing will connect to All-Star. So it literally does everything self-contained. All it needs to do is connect to Wi-Fi. So I thought that was pretty sweet. And I was like, oh, cool. I wonder if that'll come to OpenSpot 4 Pro, but I haven't heard or seen anything yet. I don't even know if the hardware is capable. But so that's what got me looking down the rabbit hole again. And then I checked ClearNode, and there was no clear zeros.
Well, I certainly believe you. I'm going to go digging around, poking around the website myself a little bit. Maybe send him an email and say, what gives? I wonder if he's finally going to start moving things to All-Star 3. And maybe it's not compatible. I mean, I think it is. I think there's people running zeros with All-Star 3, no?
That's what I was thinking, too, is maybe his, whatever he's, you know, that ClearNode software OS that he's running on top of everything, maybe the Pi Zeros don't have enough horsepower to do it with these new versions of All-Star. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm curious. Maybe I'll shoot him an email and just say, dude, I wanted one of those, but I'm sure there's a reason. It's definitely not Pi availability anymore.
Right, right. Well, if you email him, let me know. I won't then. But, yeah, that's crazy, because that thing is such a cool little package. You know, even if you don't run it with the little UPS. But, you know, I like it for that. When I say that, you know, it reboots, it's very, very, very rare. And it could be any number of things. It could be, I think I might be having a little trouble with my Pi Sugar. There's also the other one. There's a Pi Sugar, and then there's another one out now. So, you know, there's a couple different ways you can go there. I definitely think that whatever my issue is, it's with me. And it could be just, you know, maybe I don't have good, you know, my pins aren't making good, the Pogo pins aren't making good contact or something. You know, so there could be any number of reasons. I just do not think it's anything to do with the ClearNode. So, but yeah, I'll be curious to know because I love mine. I mean, I really do. It's my favorite little device. I rarely take anything else with me. And, you know, as much as I'm a fan of, if they made one full duplex that actually worked full duplex, and, because I tried that one from that guy, Hotspot Radio or whatever, and his is hot garbage. You know, not that he has anything like ClearNode, but, hold on, I'm going to hold my goods. I hit my brakes kind of faster, and I don't want desserts flying all over. They'd probably stay in their containers, but they would look messy. But anyhow, what was I saying? I hit the stop test, and I broke my train of thought. Go ahead.
You were saying that that hotspot guy, the full duplex one, wasn't any good, but there's nothing like the Clear Zero or Clear Node.
Oh, yeah. So there's that hotspot radio guy who makes them ones, you know, they're kind of sexy looking and all that, but they're just, you know, they're just the RF, you know, and you still got to plug those into some sort of a pipe, and, you know, so they're nothing like, and they have no software, they're just, you know, they're just the RF that you use on whatever you choose. So, cool, car wash is open. That'll be in and out, too. And So really, he's the only game in town for something that small. If he made a full duplex one, that's where I was going, that actually worked, and, you know, it was in the regular Pi form factor, I would sacrifice a little size for that. But all right, let me get through the car wash here. I'll be back. I'll be at a few. NADBF standing by. Well, I'll talk until I can't hear no more, which is just going into the hula skirt here. Guy says to me, he says, I don't have anyone to dry. He says, that's okay. Well, I'm already inside on the rack. What am I going to do, back up? Anyhow, not a big deal. I'll just drive really fast, blow dry it. Even the people that dry it don't do a good enough job for it to make a difference. He's doing a super scrubbing job, though, boy. He's doing the hand stuff before they can send you in. He's really, really going over the car good, getting it all good. So, okay, I'm going in now. So I don't know how long I'll be able to hear. So I'll just check out now. Back in a few. I'll be at a few. NADBF. Okay, kind of got to drive really fast to blow dry. Good deal. Man, I knocked out a lot of stuff pretty quick here.
I was going to say, it hasn't even been an hour, and you've already gone grocery shopping, gotten gas, and washed the car.
Yepers. So, yeah, anyhow, yeah, I'll be real curious to see what that Node, is it Node Ventures? Is that the name of the company? I'll be real curious to see what that's all about. Because, it troubles me because, is there an issue? You know, I bought mine fully expecting to be able to upgrade it to All-Star 3 eventually. But he's not selling it. That's the number one reason I could think why it would be pulled. Some sort of compatibility issue with moving to three All-Star 3. Like you said, probably, you know, it can run All-Star 3, but maybe his interface, you know, is just taxing it all too much and he can't get it to run on a zero. Of course, maybe I could hit him up and say, well, maybe he'll, the hatch should still work. I just have to switch over to a Pi 3. Form factor would be a little goofy, but I'd have a whole half of a Pi for battery.
I don't fully understand his OS or how it's worked or how it's tied to the board and if you can just swap highs, you know, like if my Pi dies, can I just pop another 4B in there or does he have to do something? I'd be curious what he says to that. But then you run into the case issues. You have to get a new case, which I guess isn't that big of a deal. But I don't know. I'm curious what he says. I'll let you know. Because my clear note, I literally do not touch. I have to open the app occasionally to reconnect it to the hub, and that's the extent of it. I don't do anything else to that thing, and it just works. So I'm hoping that that's not the case for your clear zero. I don't know. Maybe, well, those are different hacks, though. I'm almost positive because I think my Clear Zero has like a Shari size hat. Your my Clear Note has a Shari size hat. Your Clear Zero has a smaller form factor. So maybe that's it. Maybe you just can't get them right now.
Yeah, it could be that. I know I said, boy, if we could just get this hat, you know, I'd be all set. Because, you know, what he's doing, how the way his software works, you know, it's just DV switch. But he's just got that really cool interface, you know. And as somebody who's, you know, more clever than I could probably easily duplicate something, you know, to do that. Well, I don't know about easily, but with some effort, you know, they could duplicate what he's done there. It's not like he's invented any special, you know, underlying software. He's just using regular old All-Star and DV switch, and he's just got, like, kind of a front end, to control it, kind of like, you know, so easy a caveman could do it kind of an affair. So there you have that. All right, I just pulled up at home. I'm going to get inside with the desserts, they mostly need to be refrigerated. And then I'm going to get on the computer and maybe do a little node venturing, and I'll be back in here shortly. After yours, W8FU.
I agree. It's Linux, so you can kind of make it do whatever you want, and I'm sure he just was able to make his own skin that lays on the top of it to make it easy to control. All right, inside, I'll talk to you a bit. NADBF.
Pretty conspicuously missing here. Well, you emailing them, or shall I? I'm ready to go right now.
I haven't made it back to my computer yet, so if you're at it, go for it. If not, I can do it in a minute. Thing for the QSO party?
KFADUS, happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter. What do you got cooking?
Not much, just going to have a coffee and a muffin. Boring Easter. We were going to do some stuff, but my wife was too tired from work. So we were going to go out to breakfast, but I think we're not doing that now.
There you go. I went shopping. Man, I'm going to tell you what, if you've got any shopping to do, go now. Now, this was an hour ago, but I'll tell you what, I went to Kroger Marketplace. I parked like three spots off the door, in and out. Everything was well stocked. Not, you know, your store may vary, but they were stocking everything. There was all sorts of stuff there. I ran in and out. Then I went to BJ's. There was no line. I pulled right up to a pump, and there were several available. Then I went and said, what the hell, got the car washed. I was the only one there. I rolled right through there. And thought, man, try to get my errands done on Sunday, Easter Sunday morning more often. I'm going to put it on my calendar. Go shopping.
Yep. Was it Christmas and Easter, the two busiest church-going days? Those are the days that I avoid going to church. Not that I'm that religious, but my kids like going to the... Well, I know, I think they're growing out of it a little bit. They used to go to the... what do you call it? Where the kids had their little activities. But I think they're growing out of it.
Catechism?
The Sunday school, but it wasn't catechism because it was like a non-denominational church, so it was more like, I don't want to say, it wasn't daycare, but like, just like youth group stuff. But yeah, we've been church hopping over the years, usually going to the non-denominational ones like, you know, like Kensington and Woodside Bible Church. They say they're non-denominational, but you know, if you look really hard, they're close to Baptist.
Well, I suppose they can be non-denominational, but they do have to take a stance on certain things, right? So that's where they line up, just without calling themselves that. So Dakota and I were talking earlier. He was out here for a bit. Haven't heard of him in a while. But you know what he noticed? I wonder if you noticed it. The clear zero is no more. No sign of it at all at Node Ventures. No word about it not being there. No word about it being discontinued or out of stock or anything. It's just wiped from their website.
Yeah, I was looking at that, and I was actually almost considering buying one because of just the compact form factor. But I wonder if it has something to do with ASL 3, and they just maybe just didn't have the processor power or something, or maybe he's just focusing on his other product. You know, maybe he was stretching him too thin, so he decided he was just gonna focus on one over the other. But I'm on my little mic here. How does it sound? Is it too loud? Is it too quiet? Am I breaking up, etc.?
No, I think it's perfect. I wouldn't even know. So it could be the hat, right? I mean, if he's having trouble getting the hat, you know, there's nobody makes that. So he clearly was having that made. So maybe it has something to do with tariffs or the issues with China or something. Maybe he can't get those now. Who knows? But if it's a processing power thing, then, you know, I can always put this hat on a Pi 4 or whatever I want, right? And, you know, I'll lose the form factor. But, you know, if it's processing power because ASL 3 and his newest version of the, you know, of the his software, you know, isn't comfortable on a zero, I could always, you know, upgrade. I'll have to talk to him about that and say, you know, what, are you going to leave us high and dry? You know, I'll switch this over to a 4, you know, to you know, so we'll see. Hopefully he'll have something like that he'll offer or something, whatnot. Don't know, but mine's working perfectly fine, and I do like the form factor, and I guess as long as it's working, what do I care? As long as I can turn on my phone, punch the button, and it goes where I expect it to go, what do I care?
Yeah, and he never came up with, well, I haven't actually checked, but I was always inquiring, how do I upgrade? I wanted to get off of ham VoIP, right? I wanted to convert my ClearNode to ASL3, and he says, not yet, but look for an announcement coming. So I don't know if he ever made an announcement about if you wanted to convert your stuff, but he was only doing the new ones. Like, if you order the new one, you get ASL3. But the existing customers didn't get an upgrade.
Reminds me of Mr. Magoo, you know, the X86 ham VoIP coming soon. Oh, yeah, we're working on it, coming soon. Got to the point where if you even asked for it, they would just crickets. They wouldn't even respond if you asked about it. So, I mean, why don't they just say, yeah, you know, all work has stopped on that, so I wouldn't be expecting it. Why just the crickets, you know? I don't know. That's the biggest problem I have with ham VoIP and why I wouldn't mind getting off of it, because it's a, you know, it's a clown car. You know, they did wonderful things when they needed to, when ASL was was a shit show itself, and infighting and arguing about Jim Dixon's legacy and all that stuff. And meanwhile, you know, ham VoIP was plugging along and doing wonderful things, making it. Bringing it to the masses. But, you know, now that ASL is the superior product, in my opinion, you know, I'm more than happy to support them. And you know, and now all of a sudden there, maybe that's it. Maybe they saw ASL 3 and they just said, yeah, we're out of the game. We can't compete now. I don't know if that's true or not. They still do some things, you know. But whatever the reasons, the problem over on the ham VoIP side of the house is, you know, you literally got one developer. You're at his mercy if he has a bad hair day or not.
Yeah, when you don't have things open, this is the trap you fall into. And I understand why people might not want to open source the software right away. Like, they're working on it. It's not mature enough to the point where they want to, like, share it. And so maybe that's what it was. But I don't know. He seems like to be – he was trying to make money off of it somehow. But I know I don't know if this is fact or anything, but I think ASL, the All-Star Link group, I think they sold some, like, IP addresses to, like, Amazon and had some money in their coffers, and they hired a developer, and then the developer's been working on ASL, you know, to get ASL 3 out full-time. So, I mean, when you pay somebody and you give them a goal, you know, all that stuff, of course they're gonna do it. So I think they just realized they had to pay somebody. But it's still open source. You can go on All-Star Link's GitHub page and see all the source for all that, what the stuff they're doing with ASL. There's still a few things I wish they would do, like having courtesy tones per node. So, like, if you were in lurking mode on your thing, you could have a different tone for, say, FBI versus, like, who cares and things like that.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of work on multiple PLs. You could have multiple PLs in, multiple PLs out. That was exciting. There was a lot of things that they were working on. So hopefully now that the thing is, you know, out there and in open source and, you know, people can work on it, maybe some of these things can start to happen. But, Amazon was the one that bought off a large chunk of 44, and I don't think it's All-Star Link. I think it's, is it ARRL? I don't know who is managing the funds, but, you know, they have to pay huge money, you know, and then they write grants for projects that revolve around the 44, you know, and that stuff, you know, so I don't know who's managing that, but I don't think it's ASL, but yeah, absolutely right. Amazon bought up a bunch of 44Net and put some money in the coffers for developing what was left on the amateur side of the house.
Well, the future of ham radio. I am curious, though. You know, so you started with the Clear Zero. I would like to see what Shark RF is going to do. Is Shark RF, you know, now that they got ASL, okay, in this mic, are they going to branch out and make an FM transceiver, kind of like ClearNode, but, like, it's not Pi-based, it's some proprietary thing. Are they going to make something that does, like, an FM transceiver, and then you can connect it to an ASL link? I wonder if they're going to do that. I don't think they are, but I don't know. This is interesting that they added it. That was one of my wish list features for this mic. It's like, this thing would be awesome if they put ASL on it, because now you can do ASL, and it's not even ASL, it's IAX. So if you just, you know, have a system with IAX, it doesn't have to necessarily be on All-Star Link, you can connect in that way too. So it's basically like kind of like DV switch. And so now you can do All-Star and then all the digital modes from one device. It's like, this is crazy.
WARUR, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Easter. Well, if they could modify my OpenSpot 4 Plus and add that functionality, that'd be great. But if it's DV switch, you wouldn't be able to just go node number to node number. You might comment on that when it comes back around. Can you do that with your mic, your M1KE or whatever it is? Can you just go to a node number? Can you go to 43732, or do you have to go to the DV switch or the IAX connection I've set up? RUR, go ahead. I know the call, and why am I drawing a blank? Sean, W8FU. Good morning.
It used to be KRUR, Kerry, T like Tango, W8RUR, after about 14, 15 years ago. And I was just in here listening to you guys talking, and you mentioning about the non-denominational church, and that's where I belong to also. But just wanted to wish both of you a very blessed Easter, and the repeater sounds so clear. I'm over here waiting for my relatives to show up from Warren. And I'm sitting in Southfield over here on 10 Mile Road there, Losher, and at a pancake house. So, Sean, where's the Vegeta located at?
Well, Terry, I wonder if I know you from the CRS net on 75. I wonder if that's why it sounds familiar. But it depends which one you're on. There's several repeaters linked together. You being over there, I'm guessing you're on one of two, 442.6, which is in Warren, or 442.5, which is in West Bloomfield. That's probably the one you're on, I'm guessing.
It's 260. And you probably remember me from the I-94 repeater organization. I had the 515, the 517, the 92, and 96 with the Aero. So we had many repeaters on here. And he had CRS net. Yeah, so I'm just waiting for my aunt and some of her kids are going to show up over here at the pancake house for breakfast, and I just listened to you guys. So carry on, Sean. Thanks for letting me break in. Have a safe day. This is WRUR73.
Right, 73. Happy Easter, Dave.
Happy Easter to you and Pancake House. Oh, yum. If it's the International House of Pancakes, those places are good. to answer your question, you authenticate with All Starlink and you get a token. And that token lives on the mic device, which then allows me to connect, basically authenticate to any All-Star system. As long as they have web transceiver enabled and they're not blocking it. So, like, there's some of the East Coast Reflector nodes do not allow this type of connection. So I had to bounce around until I could find one that they allow in. So I found their digital hub. So I'm basically connecting up to their digital hub whenever I want to listen to East Coast Reflector. So it is limited in that way, but you can do. I am not configured with the DV switch way to the 48412. So I am connected through All-Star authentication. So yeah, I can go to any All-Star node that they haven't blocked that type of connection, which is kind of cool. So, and if it's your own system, right, and you do want to block it, you can have a backdoor, right? You can give it a server name and port. So I don't know if you knew this, but all the All-Star nodes that are registered with All-Star Link, they have a DNS to them that resolves. So, like, I think, like, for example, this one would be 48.412.nodes.allstarlink.org, and if you ping that, it always resolves to the IP address that you registered at, which is, so then you don't have to put the IP address of the node in your configuration. You can put the DNS name. So if you ever change IP addresses, my configuration won't break.
Right. Yeah, I knew about that. So I thought I had web transceive turned off. We had some, a few years back, we had some goofball was using it, and I thought I had all that shut down. And if there's no problem with it, I'll leave it running. But the first time I have any trouble with it, I'll shut that down. But you've got the DV switch credentials, right? You could always do that.
Yeah, I think you whitelist by call sign or something. I don't remember what you did. But I think that's why I can get in this way. But it uses All-Star's authentication system to say, yes, this is so-and-so, right? But it's always going to show their call sign, right? So unless somebody hacked your account, and got a token or whatever and logged in, you're going to see a call sign. So you'll know who to block, right? So if somebody's causing grief or whatever, it's like, it's that call sign, you know, I'm not going to make up a call sign, but it's like W3TF or something like that. Poor guy. You could block that person, and then you wouldn't have any problem. But, you know, the best way to do it is just to have a separate node where you allow this traffic in, and then you can disconnect it, kind of like the 1990 like you got.
All right, I don't have a whitelist anymore. I used to have a whitelist, but remember, AmVoIP could only do one or the other, whitelist or blacklist. So I had an extensive whitelist set up for 48.4.12, but I couldn't have a blacklist, and I got myself in trouble for not having a blacklist, so I had to completely rebuild my server and turn off a whitelist and create a blacklist so I could succumb to the pressure.
You stuck a what in your ear?
You know, I don't want to get specific. It's kind of graphic.
All right.
Who's managing the Amazon money for the 44Net? Who's managing that?
ARGC.
Oh, is this something that was set up specifically to handle this?
Well, I mean, they're the ones that own the IP blocks, so they're the ones that sold it and got the money from Amazon for it.
All right. Anyhow, all right, Lance, what is this all about? Are you that? No? Apparently, a pie was my name. Oh, he's running pie hole.
John, I don't know if you left telemetry on purpose, but it announces everybody that connects and disconnects.
Yeah, only on those connections. I don't know, you know, I don't want them on the repeaters or anything like that, but I did leave it on the, I thought it was just on the, 1990. I didn't realize it was on the 48.4.12. Are you on 48.4.12?
I'm on 48.4.12. I don't remember what the setting is. It's like 1 or 0 or something like that, but because telemetry is sent to every node unless you specifically, like, turn it off. But or it's just the announcement. It's not that big of a deal. I just didn't know if you were doing it intentionally because you want to monitor who's connecting or what your philosophy was.
Might be an oversight. I don't remember ever hearing it. At least I didn't make a mental note of it happening on 48.4.12. I thought it was only happening on the private node with HOIP and EchoLink and stuff, and I wanted it on for I guess you could say diagnostic purposes, but I wanted a spot where I had that on, but I did not realize it was on the 48.4.12. I did not think it was. I'll double check that, but it was specifically not turned off. I didn't specifically, you know, I think it comes by default on. I just never wanted it off on that. I turned it off immediately on the repeaters and all that stuff, of course, but on the private node, I left it on. On the private node. So I will look into it.
The dying version. That's not it. So if you execute, man, it responds, but yeah. All right. I got these two boxes, Wise Box. I'm going to go put the ham on the smoker, and then we're going to head to the repeater site.
Look at you go.
We got Holly done.
yesterday, we got a ton done. So today it is going to be 7, 8, and John's UHF. And I think that'll be it. Well, your hub. I got to do your hub one of these days. We should talk about that because I might want to get it over here in-house because we had one time we lost our connection. It was a rain fade, and I lost my whole, I lost my hub. And I thought, I think I'd like to get it, So I might build that thing up and put it local. We'll have to see. So I don't know how much time I'm going to waste on it. But if you want to do it, feel free, because it'll probably be months and months before I decide to do that. If I go, I know for sure, it'll probably be when I go RTCM. If I get RTCMs, I'm probably going to be, doing up a box and having, I'll have to have it, at the prime.
I was climbing up the stairs.
Hubs I usually put in data centers.
I can see putting, the 2.6 master at its, at the main site, because that's what you do with RTCMs.
Right, that's what I was talking about. So that's probably what'll happen, probably just. So yeah, it's probably due. I'd like to see it upgraded. So if you do, let me know. So once we get this 7.2 project done, if I'm as impressed with it as I think I'm going to be, I'm going to be getting RTCMs for the 2.6, and when I do that, obviously I'll be moving up here. So, all right, get to your pork.
Hey, I'm upstairs. Well, are we going to season some pork or ham, or are you going to play your switch? So, anyways. Oh, yeah, because I think your hub is still on, it's on Debian 10. Your hub and the northern hub, I think, are still on Debian 10, hub-wise, so it'd be good to move them to ASL3 so they could do their HTTP reg. And Debian 12, but I think your hub and I even did the GMRS already. Yeah, GMRS has been updated, so I think it's just you and the northern hub. And then whatever. I think you've done most of your nodes, haven't you? Done all most of the repeaters now have already been? We did Debian 12 and WISES on all of them now?
I'm still running ham VoIP on the GMRS machine in Mount Clemens. Or you're still running ham VoIP on your GMRS machine in Mount Clemens. Correction.
It's my GMRS.
I think I've got ASL 2.0 on a Weiss at the 2.6. I've got ASL 3 on a Weiss in Richmond. I've got, I think, ASL 3 on a Weiss and Romeo. I'll double check. I think the only one I haven't upgraded yet is I've got a box done up for the GMRS machine in Mount Clemens, but, that's having those you-know-whats to give. It's been floating around with me for a few months, and then I got to get, I think, the 2.6. So. All right, I'll let you go. I got to get to what I'm doing here as well, and I think we still got a couple hours here. Get some stuff done before the festivities.
Hey, it's already 11, so I need at least 5 hours of smoke. So, WNF.
Good luck with all your projects, cooking and technical. KFAS.
I got lucky. All I had to do was bring dessert, so I'm pretty lucky today. Hey, what
what do you know about Discord? I got a guy who showed up on the FBI one. His username is 1John3. His name is Fletch Me a Drink. And it says we only have one mutual server, and that's the FBI one. And his role is server booster. Do you have any idea what that is?
Booster? I don't know. It sounds like he got an invite from somebody, and then if he wants to boost your server, it means he used his little boosts he gets. I don't know. So, but you should ask him who he is, so he puts his call sign in there so you know who he is, and you don't, you know. So who is this guy?
Yes, I tried to, and it said I couldn't because we don't. I forget what it said when I tried to send a message. It said I couldn't. Let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. And hit enter. It says, your message cannot be delivered. This is usually because you don't share a server with the recipient, or the recipient is only accepting direct messages from friends. So I can't send them one. We have one mutual server. It shows that I invited him, but I think I have an unexpiring invite to this channel that I'm putting out there. It's public. I'm not limiting anybody. So I don't really care, per se, but I would like to know what his call in there, if you know what it is, but I'm thinking now it's, you know, somebody just floated across the link, just joined up for the hell of it. I don't know, maybe someone with an IT background can tell me, bad, don't do that.
Kick and ban him, don't bother.
Sorry, what was that?
I said, kick and ban him. Don't bother. Figure it out. Just kick and ban him. It's easier.
Oh, you IT guys. It's always kick and ban. I'm always, if you're doing no harm, I got no problem. But, yeah, he's got it. I can't message him. So, maybe I will for that reason. If I can't message him to ask him to put his call sign, yeah, I'll do that.
Well, normally, you gotta be buying.
Get your server boost out of them and kick them.
Mine's the same way. If you're not my friend, you can't direct message me. Oh, Christ.
You could add them. You know, you put the at symbol and then the guy's username in your general and say, hey, who are you? What's your call sign? If they don't answer within a reason, you kick them, but it's not like you're talking secrets in there.
No, you gotta kick and ban them. It's the who cares way. Who cares? Just kick and ban them.
Alright, that's a good idea. I'm gonna add him over in the welcome channel. Tell him to identify himself.
Yeah, that was my mistake. I thought I gave you an invite back. Sorry, I was being stupid that day.
All right, I put out a who dis and welcome. I'll give them it's Easter, so I won't expect anything today, but if I don't hear from them by tomorrow after work, I'll just kick ban. He's had every opportunity to identify.
Yeah, one of the things I don't like about Discord is they want you to pay in order to have, like, per-server icons and per-server usernames and so on. It's like, do I create a special account just for ham radio? Or it's like, I don't know if you can have multiple, like, personas or whatever and switch. I think you can switch between them in Discord, but you can't be logged in at the same time on both of them. At least I haven't tried it.
I was able to set an avatar and I was able to set a unique name for the different servers I'm on. But it would not allow me to do a banner, a couple other things. But I was able to do a different display name on the different channels. Because my name on the my username is kind of generic. It's just, you know, it's just Sean FU. So, you know, you guys all know that, what that is, but the you know, just somebody that's a Discord that's not related to ham radio probably would have no idea. And then when I get into the amateur radio Discords, I very specifically put in Sean W8FU. So.
Also, you've been playing Krita for 3 weeks. There's a setting in there so that it doesn't show what activity you're doing. You might want to set that, because it's like you're playing Krita for 3 weeks.
Well, I'm not, and I see that for you. So, you, where was it? Oh, it looks like it's gone now. Yours was showing that same thing up until just recently.
Yeah, I turned mine off. I mean, I kind of like a week ago or something. But yeah, I noticed it was doing that, and it's like it's meant for like your friends if you're playing a game or something, and they see you're playing the game too, and like, oh hey, can I join your game or something? I don't know, but I don't like when it like shows like what Windows application you're running. It's like that's silly.
Because it's for kids playing games. Not real serious communications. That's why people use Slack for real communications.
Who can afford that? I looked at the price tag for that and said, yeah, no, that ain't happening.
Free for 501c3s.
Well, I'm only up to a 502a. Too, so I'm working my way up.
All right.
Just gonna make a fake open source project. Maybe they'll give it to you free.
I'm gonna grab my 250. I'm gonna grab my chair. Oh, you do? All right.
I'm trying to find this. Let's see, server boost subscriptions. Where in the hell do I turn that off? Good grief. They sure don't make it easy. I found it. Activity privacy. Okay, should be fixed now.
Of course, I don't have my phone near me to check, but it's not a big deal. But cool. Yep, I don't know. At least Discord is not Facebook, so the ham radio community is moving in the right direction. Eventually, we'll get to IRC again.
Okay, Smoker is firing up for the 2025 season. Woohoo!
Sounds like a plan. I'm not cooking today, so. All right, enjoy your meat. And yeah, Dave, just whatever. Next time you're near, just look and say, do you see that anymore? I think I found it today, application privacy, and there were 4 checkboxes. I turned them all off. All right, I'm out of here. I gotta start getting ready. W8FU.
W8FU.
And you are clear, Sean. No app reporting. KFADA.
Roger.
N1KRD mobile.
KZ8JF mobile testing. VA3KSF. Good afternoon, Ken. Happy Easter, VA3KSF.
EQ monitoring.
W8EAP, KF8S.
Sound perfectly fine on this end. No choppiness at all.
Copy that. Maybe I just need to reboot the hub then, if you think it's that coming from my hub. Was it choppy on the phone too, when you were using your phone or DV switch?
Yeah, I was on the phone at first, and somebody coming in off the West Bloomfield keeps keying up their mic by accident. I think they got relatives over, and some kids picking up the mic and keying it up. They hear people talking, like a group of people talking. So whoever's on the West Bloomfield repeater, someone's accidentally keying their mic. It sounds like someone's got their Vox turned on, and whatever people are talking loud, the radio's like keying up. Maybe the radio's keying up by itself with Vox. Could be that too.
Very interesting. All right, I'm going to switch over to the other one, and then I'm going to probably reboot things, and hopefully everything will come back okay and fix the choppiness. Okay, KF8S, QSY.
Sounds good to me. Get you there, W8EAP.
AEGQ mobile monitoring.
Yes, it does. WADAP. KFA-GPZ, grilling and showing and monitoring. From USA.
Turn your box off.
That's my dad's leg. They changed it now to Hannah.
Can't think the RC.
Come on, you know. Where was your mommy?
KF8DRC. This is KF8DPZ. Turn on your voice activated mic.
I just texted him. I don't know if he read it or not.
Hey, that works too.
Been doing it for a few hours, and then I finally just heard enough to realize that it was KF8DRC.
Copy that. I've been listening off and on all day, and I was wondering who was doing that. I finally recognized his voice, just like you did.
Fortunately for us, it's a distinct one.
Yep, there is that, because any of the rest of us had been doing it, everybody else would have had a heck of a time trying to figure out who it was. Anyways, I'm going to go back to monitoring. KF8DPZ.
Jack says it's not him.
Alrighty then.
NGX.
B-C-O-U-A.
Volume, 69%. Adjustable. Tag box. Text. Stations. Favorites. Settings. Tab. 5. Settings. Tab. 5 of 5. Stations. Tab. Text. Selected. QSO. Tech box. And 6. All Star. Systems link. App switcher, 55%, 60%, 50%, echo link, closed echo link.
Yeah, how about you not connect your echo link to a node right now when you're going to do that crap?
Here comes Peter Cottontail. Hopping down the bunny trail.
Really?
That's right.
Why is he doing that?
I know, but ever since I was a wee little tyke, that's what I heard.
All right. I'm stuffed. I don't want any more ham.
Well, we're just leaving the in-laws, and we had ham and kielbasa smoked and fresh and pierogies of multiple varieties and just all sorts of stuff. So I've got a nice care package going home with me, and... get home within a reasonable hour as well, so it's all good.
Yeah, my mother-in-law would do fresh kielbasa, and I miss, that's one thing I do miss, her fresh kielbasa she would do. Oh, it was so good. But, alright, well, I just came downstairs and did my Red Cross security training, and now I'm working on all the stuff we did this weekend. I did the two other nodes or servers today, so cleaning up from yesterday and then finishing the stuff up from today so that our network is all happy.
Did Jeff get out to OBUs and do that work out there?
Oh yeah, he went to David Street yesterday and did the 2-8 and the APRS and then Dansville and got the the 508, which is our full duplex link to Dansville. That one got upgraded, so that's all. Yep, that was yesterday. And then he did Holly, so 2350 got a new one last night. Took him a half hour to get into the box because the lock is froze or seized up.
Well, I had the obligation at Don's yesterday. Very glad I went to that. And next month it's up in Flint. We're going to be up in your neighborhood. But that was a lot of fun. So I'm glad I didn't do any work, ops for doing any work on Saturday. I was pretty much done. That's why I went out on Friday and got all that GPS stuff knocked out. Now it's simple. All I have to do now is the audio alignment. Now I got to read up on it a little bit, but I'm guessing it's pretty straightforward. I don't imagine I'll have 15 minutes, half an hour per receiver. Receivers themselves are all tuned up, so really all I got to do is just make the RTCM adjustments.
Exactly. Get the adjustments and make it happy. I just finished the packet, so that's done on Holly, and now I'm doing the monitoring and getting check and K all set up for the Holly, and then I'll move to probably Flint, and then do Fenton. So, sitting here typing along in my automobile. Except the changes. But, well, that's good. You enjoyed some non-nerd ham time. You know, I hear that's what old people are supposed to do. They're supposed to stop, listen to the music, and maybe have a scotch.
That's right. Pour yourself a finger or two. Post it up in the cigar bar, and if we want to talk about it, we can get on the conference bridge where we can let our hair down and drink and be merry. So, yeah, I got to get on that other stuff, too. I know that Randy's got that stuff at MTC1, and I think some of the stuff you brought was some of that, I think. Or was that all for Sterling?
Well, split. Half Sterling, the other half to MTC1 for the Winlink and all that.
All right. So, first priority is get them receivers online. I got a little defense, I think, in the main receiver I want to look at to put the ribbon on that one. And then that'll be moved to the priority queue. Get those knocked out. Is Randy generally available to lend a hand if necessary, or is it even necessary?
I think if you send him a message, he'll be there. He works from home, so he's just a couple miles away. Well, 5 or 6, I think. 7, but he's got to go across the hall there.
All right, well, let me see what all is involved. It's just, you know, plug it in, fluff it up, and, you know, and then everything can be done remotely, then I don't, you know, need to pull anybody out of their lair. We'll see. Gonna probably need some work. We are gonna have to schedule something at MTC because there's a lot of stuff that has to be done there, and it involves Jeff and maybe Paul and Matt. So we'll figure that all out. All right, cool. Things happening again. Boy, it's supposed to be something about spring. Anywho, I'm here with the XYL, and she wants to roll with it out, so she's smoking in my car, and I won't be able to. Dealing with that and not being rude. So unless there's anything else, I'm going to take a little break here. W8SU.
Larry, bye now. W8SU.
KFAKRC NHWJZ 600. NHWJZ Cleveland, listen.